Are you enjoying your HempFest so far? I'm trying to remember what jokes to tell. I'm sure some of you may have seen me before, so it's the same jokes. Because I can't, you know, I spoke a lot of weed. This is International Sign Language, by the way, right? Everybody knows what this means. Anywhere in the world, everybody knows this. How far we've come with weed. You speak more sign language than you know you speak anyway, right? Let's go smoke a joint, right? Let me bum a cigarette, right? This one, never mind. But the point is, I'm just saying, it's not always, hey, I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show, loud people. Or sorry, I'm giving a talk. There's less pressure to be funny. You're just giving a talk. I really enjoyed your humorous seminar on marijuana culture, professor. I don't even know where I would teach. I teach magical plants at Potworts. That's what I teach. 10 joints to Spliffender. We all come out here, we love marijuana. That's the thing. Like, I can come out here, I don't even have to convert you guys. Sometimes when I'm on stage, I have to bring people over to the marijuana side, come over to the green side of the forest. But you guys already know, right? Weed is the umami flavor. You guys really, they can't even hear me. It doesn't even matter. I'm doing a seminar. Hey, respect the panel. I'm paneling. I'm paneling. Paneling up here. Can someone roll a joint? I have marijuana. Somewhere. I always forget where I put it. For me, I won't throw it off the stage. I say, can someone roll me a joint? If you throw a joint to me, it's different, right? I found a loophole. Thank you. I'll just light it up. One of the reasons I love the West Coast is people here ask me if I want marijuana rather than if I have marijuana. You understand? Right? Everywhere else I go, people are like, man, you got any weed? Man, I don't know you. Yeah, all right, come on. I don't want a brownie right now because I'm talking to people. Once I no longer have to talk to people, I will eat all of your brownies. And then I'll have crazy hashish-laced dreams. What were we talking about? Weed? For me, weed is the umami flavor of life. You understand? Right? Weed is the soy sauce. Weed is the ketchup. Weed is the ranch dressing of doing shit. Right? Some shit is cool. You put some weed on it, it's a little bit cooler. Right? Maybe it's not cool at all. Dip it in some weed, it's all right, right? I don't care to wash dishes, but I don't mind getting high and washing dishes, right? It's actually very pleasant. It takes an extra hour, because I have to make a plate. Thank you, Ed. Let's hear it for New Jersey Weed Man, by the way. Who says people in New Jersey are rude? That was very polite. He brought me a joint and a lighter. Now he's gonna smoke it for me, right? I will pass to the left. Mm, that's delicious. Is that a...
terpenes.
The terpenes. It's got some purpleine and some sizzling in there. Right? I can taste the Listerine. This is going to make your breath great. It has great effects on breath. Oh, look at all these older people. We're all getting old, right? Some of us been here. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. This is what I noticed. Weed keeps you cute. Old stoners are way cuter than old drunks. Right? You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, cute, grandpa's hitting the bong again. Right? As opposed to grandpa's hitting your mom again. That's a completely different... That's why I like weed. Let's see if I can figure out where it's from with my connoisseur palate. You guys don't do connoisseur? You don't sit around with your fancy pants? Give some tasting notes. It's from New Jersey, right? This is Toledo, was it? Toledo window box. That's the old George Carlin. Somebody from Bellingham. So it's the old Elephant and Castle weed. It's the Bellisphere bud. Right? Someone swam over the river from Canada. I don't even know how you get to Canada from here. Practice. But everybody's fancy with the weed now. It's all like, oh, you know, everybody like has tasting notes. This delightful train wreck has notes of limonene and munchies. I don't know. People just make shit up. It's all so crazy. Who's in charge of naming weed, by the way? Do we need weed named green crack? Do you want weed that makes you act like crack? That's not cool. Let's change it up. Naming weed after people is also weird. My boy called me up the other day, right? He's like, hey, man, I crossed a white widow with a train wreck. I call it Courtney Love. That joke always kills in Seattle. Oh, take your time. Right? But people, there was weed named after Charlie Sheen for a minute. Charlie Sheen is not a weed head. Charlie Sheen is a crackhead. Would you smoke weed that makes you act like a crackhead? No, you wouldn't. I'm good on the Charlie Sheen. Do you have some Willie Nelson in the back, perhaps? Right? Let me get an eighth of the Miles Davis, right? A half ounce of some Jerry Garcia, right? And a couple of grams of Snoop, because I'm going to a party later. And we don't love these hoes. And there's Obama Kush. That shit gets you so high, you stare off into space like a president. Thank you. Right? We need more minorities in the cannabis industry, by the way. Can you guys work on that? Yeah. Can we work on that? You can help me fund my new business. I got a new business. We're gonna, it's a minority-staffed cannabis concentrates extraction company. Black Lives Shatter. I wrote that joke Friday. You can kiss my ass if you don't like it. Here, I'm hogging. Somebody hand that around. I don't want to be that guy. Right, all of a sudden you get, if I have the weed, the joint, and the microphone, then I'm really just like, blah, blah, blah. That joint, I'll give you your lighter back too, all right. Because I will take your lighter, right? If I leave a house with three lighters, I come home with three lighters. They're not always the same three lighters. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's conservation of lighters. Lighters are neither created nor destroyed. They just spontaneously generated in liquor stores. And Costco's. You guys know what I'm high as fuck. I'm getting to that rambly point. See, there's probably some hash happened this morning. I just ramble. You ever ramble? Like, see, I can smoke weed and come out and tell jokes. I practice that. But hash makes me rambly like an old hippie. You know what I mean? You ever hang out? Well, those cats digress, right? It gets tangential. You know what I mean? You ask him how to make a pie, he'll tell you how to grow a tree. Right? Oh, you want my apple pie recipe, man? That's great. That's fantastic. We've been friends long enough. I think you're ready. The first ingredient is love. Listen, I know it sounds corny, man, but people don't say it enough, and everybody acts like it doesn't matter. And if you don't start with love, it's never going to taste right. So write that shit down first. You start with love, and then it's 2 cups of apples. I recommend a cross or a mix of the Fuji and the Pink Lady. The Fuji comes from Japan, which is interesting. It's one of the older variations. It started in Kazakhstan, which is the birthplace of all apples. I was in Kazakhstan one time after college because I followed the Silk Road on my vision quest, and it was there in this little hut that I met this cat. I think he was like a Uyghur or Uyghur or whatever, but he had this hash. It was all brown and crumbly and delicious and kind of spicy. It smelled like cinnamon. It's 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. You mix that. It just went on and on for days and days and days. Let's talk about crust, brother. Follow me. I want to show you these seeds I got from my friend Running Bear. I met him at a rainbow gathering in Wyoming in 1982, and we stayed up all night. We did psilocybin and mescaline, and we hybridized these gluten-free seeds, but they keep a flaky crust because the government's fucking up the food supply. Now look, what are your intentions with this pot? Is this a pie of wooing or a pie of... It affects the nutmeg. It took a week and a half, and it took me 5 years to actually make that pie. But it was the best pie I'd ever had in my life because I was finally ready for it, right? My tree had grown. I'm glad you stoners could hang on for the end of that story. I know it gets hard out there sometimes. Wait, what? How much cinnamon? I'm a good cook, though. I love to cook. I'm a good cook because of weed, right? Because I don't have a lot of money, so I will invent some shit to eat. You understand? If we have Bisquick and peanut butter, we got peanut butter rolls coming in 10 to 12 minutes. You know what I'm talking about? 12 to 14, really. I read the box. I looked in the pantry one time. We had marshmallows, margarine, and top ramen. I'm making ramen treats. They were hella good, too. Don't use the flavor packet. That'll fuck it up. It's not a savory dish. I'm glad you guys know what Top Ramen is, because sometimes you get an upscale crowd in Bellevue or some shit. I like to walk around Bellevue, people stare at me. Is he a Seahawk? I don't recognize him. Maybe he's a coach. He's kind of old to be on the team. But I say something about Top Ramen, and they just stare at me like, right? I had to break it down to a crowd once. I was like, well, y'all know Cup of Noodles, right? Uh-huh. Well, I can't afford a fucking cup. I'm just trying to get old noodles. You understand? All right. I see my homegirl, Lydia Popovich, is in the crowd. I may bring her up for a special 5 or 7 minute guest set. She's awesome. She's in town for the Hilarious Comedy Festival this weekend, which is happening at the Armory in the Seattle Center on the 4th floor. You gotta go up a thing and then behind a thing and then smell for the weed. And then that's the green room. And then the stage is right past there. And I'm doing a full-on headlining show up there at 8 o'clock, and there'll be other jokes. Don't think I'm exhausting all my jokes right here. I don't even remember my fucking jokes at this point. This is day 3 of the Seattle Hemp Fest, so I've been pretty much high for 72 hours. Yeah, you guys are like, woo, it's good for the arthritis. Right, medical marijuana, I have my card. It helps my pretendinitis. It keeps my stress levels down, because getting arrested fucks with my stress. You understand? Right? It's an anti-inflammatory. Right? It keeps me from inflaming on people. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I love weed. I smoke weed all the time. Whenever I'm done, just like, that's my whole thing. People are always like, pot smokers never do anything. I'm like, I always like to get high and then do something. That's always my, like, you get high and go to Hemp Fest, or you get high and tell some jokes, or you get high and get some booty or whatever. I don't care. The Smokey Pokey's great. But I'm saying, like, I'm on the golf course high as shit, and nobody cares. Here's the secret about the golf course. The golf course is like a little tiny Vegas. You can do pretty much whatever you want. No one ever said, even in states where weed is illegal, no one has ever said shit to me about my incessant use of marijuana whilst on the links. And I don't think they would. What would they say? They're going to go over to the game marshal. Hey, that black guy with dreadlocks has a bag of weed. Yeah, that sounds about right. Right? You got a whiskey and a cigar. I got a blunt and a Diet Coke. It's a beautiful day. We are all having a wonderful time out here. Keep your head down. One time, I'm out on the links in Sacramento. I got paired up with this random middle-aged white dude. It's me and him on the golf course, right around the 3rd hole. It was trying to smooth it out, right? Dial it in, lock it down, right? So I pulled out a fat hoop. I took a couple puffs. I did the neighborly thing. Hey, man, you want a hit? No, thank you. But do you have any crack? What? No, sir. And might I add, I find your presumptuousness somewhat off-putting. Because that's how I talk when I'm mad. I'm very precise. And secondly, who the fuck smokes crack on the golf course? What the fuck? That's not gonna help your swing. You can't. Right drug for the right activity, that's my point. Right? Weed and golf makes sense. Booze and golf makes sense. Crack and golf don't make a lick of sense. You understand? You don't do a bunch of crank and go to a chess tournament. Right? You don't eat a bunch of mushrooms and try to run a marathon. What do you mean I'm off course? This whole planet is off course. I see through your whole thing, man. Why am I wearing a number? I'm not a number. Can't run a marathon on mushrooms. Take you 3 days. Laughing and crying the whole time, right? Crying because your feet hurt and laughing because you're happy to have feet. That's how mushrooms work. They teach you the dichotomy, the necessariness of the yin and the yang, and why one must have a hint of the other. That's what it taught me. Some of you just dance around like assholes, which is also cool. You want to do a set? All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat. She took Uber all the way out here from San Francisco, California. She's one of my dear friends. She's doing comedy for a while. Killing it, smashing in the Bay Area. Like I said, she's up here for the Hilarious Comedy Festival at the Seattle Center tonight, and she's here for you right now. Give it up for Lydia Popovich!
Thank you, Angayo. One more time for Angayo Bealum in his green suit. Look at that gentleman. Love a man who dresses for a festival, right? Put your clothes on. I thought I was in colored theme, but you know, I don't have a fucking belt buckle with a goddamn marijuana leaf on it. I need to step up my lifestyle. Hey, y'all, hey! Yay! That's my new greeting for 2015. I'm just walking out and just being quaint as fuck, like I'm from the South or some shit. Just, hey, y'all, hey! It's just better than my previous greeting, which is just like walking around completely engrossed within my telephone. When anybody comes remotely close to me, I just used to look up and yell, I don't have any money! Evidently, that's rude in Tennessee. Yeah, can't do that there. That's where I learned that. I was just struck by human kindness in the South. I think the South gets a bad rap. It's beautiful there, like it really, really is, but it's absolutely different from the West Coast. You will see shit in the South you'll never see in a million years on the West Coast. Case in point, I was at a Crown Plaza hotel, looking to park my vehicle. Couldn't find a place to park. And at first I was very confused as to why there was that many people in downtown Knoxville. And then secondly, I saw spots and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna park there. But I noticed that they had signs. So I drove over and the signs read, for ladies only. And I was like, is that real? Like, is this a weird trap? Is that novelty signage, like duck crossing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not used to seeing that. And I thought about it for about 2 seconds and I parked there because I'm a motherfucking lady, okay? But I'm no idiot, so I went in and when I checked in with the concierge, I was like, I've got a question. She goes, oh, sure, did you find everything that you needed? And I was like, well, I'm parked in a spot. It's marked for ladies only. Like, is that a real thing? And the woman looked at me with a genuine Southern smile. Her eyes just lit up with joy and she was like, oh, I'm so happy you found that spot. Yes. We have just discovered that some of our female customers prefer a shorter walk into the lobby. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, is this the Southern way of calling me fat? Like, are you serious right now? And I was angry again for about 2 seconds when I realized I am absolutely one of those ladies that prefers a shorter walk into the lobby. Parked there all fucking weekend. It was beautiful. I like the South because it's just easier to eat. You know, like out here, I am from San Francisco and we have an incredibly precious food culture. And I know you guys have the same thing here, which is wonderful. Like that's the beautiful thing about the West Coast is we've got gorgeous produce and vegetables. Everybody's very conscious about what we're putting in our faces. But sometimes you just want to go and sit down and order a meal and not hear the origin story of a beet. You know what I mean? Where you're like some guy named Xander with a curly cue mustache and a row of neon bow ties is like, hi, I wanted to tell you about our beet special. Yes, all of our beets were grown in organic soil. They were plucked with kind hands. Yes. Each one was delicately washed in reclaimed rainwater, and then we sous vide it gently at 125 degrees until it was ready to fall apart onto a plate of goat cheese. Yes. Namaste. Now, which is like beautiful, but like, can you just tell me it's a beet carpaccio salad and keep it moving? You know what I mean? Like in the South, everything you need to know about food is conveyed by a large lighted sign that just blinks facts. It's just like beef, pork, chicken, ribs, shrimp, all you can eat, family of four, $19.95. Like that's how people choose restaurants, you know? And if it doesn't have shrimp, it's not fancy, you know? I saw a commercial for a real restaurant in the town of Nashville. Real restaurant. No words. Opening slate just said, best restaurant in town. Then it proceeded just to have steaming close-ups of, like, hot tables. Just almost erotic close-ups. Like, soft, Vaseline edges, like Barbara Walters style of macaroni and cheese. Just like... And at the end, it had a simple Southern voice that said, if you're hungry now... We got food that's hot and ready to eat. That was it. Food's hot. It's ready to eat. And of course, I'm from San Francisco, so I'm just imagining how somebody from the city would fuck that up. They'd be like, well, like, how hot is it? Like, is it so hot it's gonna burn my mouth? Because I don't want that. I don't want that. You see, my husband's on this Ayurvedic diet, so like, food can be warm, but it can't be hot. Is there any way to get the food warm and also ready to eat? Is that an option? Okay, we're gluten-free anyway. But we do love food trucks, though. That's a popular thing. Everybody loves food in a truck. Got to get on Twitter. Got to find it. Hope it's parked somewhere remote. Hope it's selling food that looks like it's fucked Mexican food to get there. Korean tacos. Sushi burritos, deconstructed samosas. It's like, bitch, I see you. That's a tostada, all right? I'm not waiting in line, and I'm certainly not paying you $12 for that paper bucket and a fork. Not a fan of the food fusion. People, Yeah, food?
Keep separating.
But I do love the innovation, and I like the idea of making a little extra money. So I thought to myself, how can I get in this food cart game? So here's my idea. I'm gonna get one of those station wagons with like four rows of back seats that your grandparents used to drive. And what I'm gonna sell, gorgeous little artisan sandwich cookies, beautiful flavors, lavender and honey, marmalade and fig. But here's my twist. I'm gonna lace them with meth. Yeah. And then my business is called Oreo Speedwagon. Super proud of that one. Thanks, very proud of that one. Combines my love of classic rock and cookies. You know, how can you go wrong? So I love words. Obviously, this is an amazing job to have, to be a stand-up comic and be able to stand in front of people and like I get to put words together and you guys get to be on board or not. Like, that's beautiful. Like, language and communication is beautiful. That was a turning point in humanity when like those two cave people realized that the grunts that they were saying at each other's faces could equate with emotions and they could express themselves. Like, that's gigantic. Which is why it bums me out that now in our day and age, like, we don't respect language. Like, I'm in my mid-30s and I routinely get texts from friends that don't even include words. It's just like emojis, just like smiley cat face, a cloud of smoke, one of these. Like, what does that mean, you know? I don't even know if my friends' keyboards have vowels. Like, that's how bad it is. And when people actually talk, they don't use words that make a lot of sense. We hear a lot of idioms and phrases that don't make sense. Case in point, whenever I hear someone say, oh, last night I just slept like a baby. Slept like a baby. I just think to myself, do you have a baby? I don't know if anybody in here has a baby, but babies aren't so good at sleeping. Babies wake up because they shit themselves, right? Babies wake up because they're hungry. Most of the time, babies just wake up because they're a stupid fucking baby that doesn't want any shit yet. Why would I, a full-grown adult, want to model my sleeping patterns after a stupid fucking baby? It doesn't make any sense. So I like to ask people, have y'all just seen a bum sleep? That shit's beautiful. If you haven't, walk yourself through like the shittiest part of town. Tuesday, 4 p.m. Just a little sea of concrete angels just splayed out everywhere. One shoe on, the other nestled under their head like an adorable little pillow. You can walk past them, spill your coffee right on their face. They aren't waking up for shit. That's the kind of sleep I want. I want to sleep like a bum, you know? Just 19 hours of narcotic-induced slumber sounds amazing to me, you know? But then I remember, he could just be dead. Don't care. Rather sleep like a dead bum than a stupid fucking baby. I went to college. I'm an adult. I deserve narcotic-induced slumber. My name is Lydia Popovich. You all been fantastic. Let's bring out Hello!
Thank you, Lydia Popovich! Traveling all around. That's what you get to do. When you're a comic, you travel all around. I've never been to Japan. Do they have good weed in Japan? I don't know. I hear they don't roll joints. They just fold them into animal shapes. Bolagami. Smoke a pelican. No? But, all right. You guys got quiet like I was about to putt. Let's legalize weed, everybody. Yeah. Let's keep it legal. Hey, and listen, while we're here, let's legalize a few more drugs. Why not? Right? Why not? Drug abuse isn't a criminal problem. It's a social health issue. You understand? Right? If we legalize all the drugs, we're not going to end up with a nation full of addicts. Shit, we already have a nation full of addicts. I mean, it's not, whoever wants to do drugs in America right now can do drugs. Right? It's stopping drugs that creates the problem. You know what I'm saying? Right? Or staying on drugs once you get hooked. Like, I mean, listen, if we legalize heroin tomorrow, who's gonna go out and buy heroin? Like me, I'm the only one, right? And I don't even do heroin. I'm just a good host. Right, if you wanna come over, I also have a liquor cabinet. I don't really drink, but shit, if you wanna have a drink or chase the dragon, whatever, it's Friday. I don't care. Everybody here does drugs. We're all on drugs, mostly on weed here, but whatever. Maybe you had a couple drinks. Maybe you're on an Oxy or Metamucil. I don't care. Maybe you take yoga. Maybe you're on Jesus. I don't give a shit. Just handle your shit. That's all I ask. You do drugs around me. I don't care. Have fun. Let me know, though, right? If you're all fucked up on something, please tell me that you're on drugs so I don't think you're having some sort of weird psychotic break in your middle age or whatever. Or I do a bunch of ecstasy. I'll buy you orange juice. I don't give a shit. I'll let you rub my green vintage polyester jacket. I give you the car wash treatment. Lean back. Right? You talk about the nature of addiction. I smoke a lot of weed, but I'm not addicted to weed. I've gone without marijuana for hours and days at a time in certain small Idaho towns.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem. My dreams are vivid, but that's about it. Right? When you try to take my cigarettes from me, I will stab you in your neck. You understand? Right? I smoke a pack a day, and it's terrible. And they're expensive out here in Washington. It's $10 for, I smoke the fancy organic. They're organic because I'm killing myself in a healthy manner. Right? Like an educated nihilist, existentialist. Right? I gave somebody, this is a little, a tangent, I guess. I digress a bit. But I gave somebody bummed a cigarette for me the other day, right? And I handed it to her, and then I was half drunk, so I was all like, to your health. And she just looked at me, all crazy, right? But I don't know, like every other drug you do has a ritual. Like you stand in the circle smoking a joint, and there's always forever somebody bowing or pointing some shit up or whatever. Or when you drink, you toast glass or whatever. What do you do when you give somebody, you know, optimism? Well, I don't know, what do you do? What do you yell? Perseverance, fatalism, I don't know. Like, we gotta have something, right? You guys can't have all the fun. But the point is, I could quit smoking, right? If I had to live in Seattle, I probably would quit smoking because it's $10 a day, right? So that's $300 a month. Boom. You can put that money in a jar, right? $300. Then in a month, you have $300. You can do whatever. You could go to Vancouver for the weekend or whatever. You could buy hookers and crack with $300. Listen, if you buy $300 worth of crack, hookers will show up. And they'll bring cigarettes. Which is what I really want. It's been a month and I'm kind of fiending on one, right? I'm good on the sex, but can you lead the Marlboros? That would be great. So that's really the nature of it, right? Some people will trade drugs for sex, and I will trade drugs for different drugs that I like better. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Am I just rambling up here? It's like I'm speaking French. Do I have many minutes left, Donnie? Because I'll talk till people tell me to stop. All right, 1 minute. We'll think of something to wrap it up. Oh, I have DVDs for sale over there, by the way. If you'd like to buy a DVD of my 420 friendly comedy special, it's only at least $10, right? Right? It's 10 bucks. Unless maybe your cannabis club is doing great, then maybe throw me $20. You understand? Right? Maybe your meth lab is kicking ass this summer. Throw 50 at me. Try to get some karma back. Support the arts. I have children. They never eat less food. Right? Children always eat more food. You can never lower your food budget. When you have kids, you can be like, hey, this year, you got to eat at your friends' houses at least 3 times a week. We're trying to save some money on the food budget. Why are you here? You're supposed to be eating somewhere Wednesday. I don't know why you're here. It's funny to me. But before I go, I would like to thank the Seattle Hemp Fest for starting it all off. Let's hear it for Seattle Hemp Fest, right? Thanks to these guys. 24 years later, this used to be the only thing, right? But now you can go somewhere every weekend. You can hit some shit. You can go to the Portland Hemp Stock, the State of Jefferson Hemp and Music Expo, the Ann Arbor Hash Bash, the Boston Tea Freedom Rally, or whatever they call it, the Olympia Peace, Love, and Pop Festival, the Missoula Hemp Fest, the Madison Hemp Fest, the Boise Hemp Fest, the International Cannabis and Hemp Exhibition, the THC Expo, the HempCon, the KushCon, the High Times Cannabis Cup in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Denver, Amsterdam, Jamaica. There's a secret cannabis cup in Santa Cruz, Barcelona, Denver, San Francisco. I throw a cannabis comedy festival. It occurs to me that weed is the only federally illegal drug that people throw festivals for. Right? Right. Nobody ever goes to Meth Fest.
Hey, welcome to Meth Fest! Who stole the fucking sound system?
All right, thanks a lot, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Hemp Fest. See you later.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and Gaio.